There was a Mexican tour guide who was taking a number of Americans through the countryside of Mexico. And the tour bus stopped at this river. You can look down and see the river flowing. And the tour guide pointed out to all these American tourists that this is a very unique spot, and they could see all the women down there washing their clothes in the river, that this particular location, there was a hot springs that came in, and there was a cold spring. So they could wash their clothes in hot water and then rinse them in cold water. So one of the American tourists says, "Wow, I bet these people are so excited that Mother Nature has provided hot and cold running water to them." Well, the tour guide said, "Well, quite the contrary, sir. There's a lot of complaining because Mother Nature hasn't provided any soap." And I don't know about you, but that sounds just like me. All these wonderful things God has given to us, and we can always find something wrong. And especially in a year like 2020, how many times could we list all the problems that we have gone through in this year? And 2020 will be marked in our brains as one of the most challenging years we have ever experienced. Meanwhile, what I'm going to challenge you to do is to refill the think tank. Because if you're like me, that think tank gets really, really low. Now, this is part of our sermon series we've been doing on disentanglement, untying our naughtiest problems. And so we're just going to kind of spend some time refilling that tank. And then a little bit later, I'm going to give you an opportunity to maybe share publicly things that you're thankful for. And we can do that as unto the Lord. And then brothers and sisters in Christ, maybe their tank is running really, really low, and you can help fill that up for them. So be thinking about what you can give thanks to the Lord in this whole situation. Now, in this disentanglement sermon series, we've been looking at four key concepts. And I'm driving those home, drilling those home. The first disentanglement truth is that we are wonderfully made, but we are seriously and deeply flawed. We live within that continuum of these two opposite things. Number two, I will never win against sin, but I can get better at waging the war. See, that's discipleship, that's maturity, that's growing in our faith. Well, how do we improve? I get better by making many, many small choices. Maybe a lot of little things, but together they amount to something very significant. And number four, I will get better by using spiritual weaponry. And that's why we keep taking you back to these passages of Scripture which teach us how to live the spiritual life. And today I want to invite you to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. That is a key verse. And we're going to look at some verses on either side of it. But the key one is Ephesians 5, 20. If you can see it on the screen behind me or in your Bibles, whatever it is, it says, "Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." Now, I don't know about you, but I choke with that first word. Always give thanks. How do you do that? Well, what we're going to do is we're going to back up, look at a couple of previous verses, and then come back, and we're going to drill down on giving thanks, because this is Thanksgiving Sunday. So with that in mind, we go to Ephesians 5:18. And in Ephesians 5:18, the Apostle Paul says, "Do not get drunk on wine." Why? It leads to debauchery. We don't use debauchery a whole lot, but it means a lot of bad things. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. So what we're finding is that the Apostle Paul gives us a positive illustration from a negative concept. I think most of us have been exposed to people, or maybe you yourself, to people who've had too much to drink. It doesn't take you long to figure out their behavior changes, their speech changes, their vocabulary changes, their walk changes. In fact, if you drive like that, they'll give you a DUI and cite you. Because when we are filled with alcoholic beverage, things change. So he's using that negative concept to teach a positive truth that you, when you are filled with the Spirit, your behavior changes. You see, the concept of filling in the Scriptures means control. When you're filled with alcohol, you're changed. When you are filled with anger, your behavior changes. When you are filled with anger, anger comes out. And so what the Apostle Paul is teaching us in this passage is be filled with the Spirit so that you are controlled by the Spirit. Now you say, okay, I got that, Pastor, but what does that have to do to Thanksgiving? Well, in verses 19, 20, and 21, the Apostle Paul gives us three illustrations of what happens to us when we're filled with the Spirit. It's kind of like the dash of your car. They tell us the speed we're going, how much gasoline we have, so forth. These are gauges. And there's three gauges that tell us that we're filled with the Spirit. If you're like me, you say, okay, am I filled or I'm not filled? How do I know when the Spirit's filling me? These three concepts will come out. The first one is in verse 19. It says, speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. When I'm filled with the Spirit, there is a song in my heart. When it's not there, maybe something's wrong. But we're not going to spend time on that one. Let's go down to verse 21. I'm jumping over. I'll come back north in a moment here. Verse 21, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. When I'm filled with the Spirit, I submit to others. I'm not always demanding my way. Now, what the Apostle Paul does in Ephesians chapter 5, he illustrates that with marriage. Then in chapter 6, he talks about fathers and children and mothers. And then he moves into the whole employment world. There is a submissive spirit to one another when we're filled with the Spirit. It's not dictatorship. It's not domination. It's submission to one another. So I'm not spending time on those two. Instead, I'm spending time in the middle one, verse 20. In Ephesians 5:20, he says, always giving thanks to God, the Father, for everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, when I am filled with the Spirit, I have a thankful heart. I have an attitude of gratitude. If I'm not, guess what? I don't like to admit it, but I'm not being filled with the Spirit. I'm not being controlled by the Spirit. When the Spirit controls us, out it comes. Now, I want you to notice, he says, always. Always. He doesn't say, you know, half the time you should be thankful, or at least a tenth of the time, or most of the time. He says, always giving thanks. And that's where I choke, because I don't do the always. But we always give thanks to God, the Father, for everything. Now again, we are in a very critical year. We have things that we have been going through that we never ever dreamed we'd be going through. We aren't necessarily thankful for COVID-19. We're not thankful for the riots. We're not thankful for the fires. But in those dynamics, we find that we can be thankful to God the Father for everything. Not for the issue, but in the issue that we move forward. And of course we do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Understanding that everything we go through is strained through His fingers. He is in control. He is the blessed controller of all events. And many times as Americans, we come to God and we're thankful for all the wonderful material things He has given to us. And yes, we have been blessed far above any other nation in the world, any other time in the world. And I want to thank God for my car. I want to thank God for my computer. I want to thank God for all the wonderful things. Yes, and we do need to thank God. But there are also spiritual things that are always there with us that we are to be thankful for. In fact, when the Apostle Paul begins this whole letter, he says in chapter 1, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places." No matter if we have COVID-19 or no COVID, God has still blessed us. We are His children. He has called us to Himself. He has adopted us. He has redeemed us. He has sealed us with His Spirit. And we need to be focused in all these good things that God has done for us, because that is indicative of being filled with the Spirit. Perhaps most of you have never heard of Martin Rinkert. He was a pastor in a small town in Germany. In fact, he pastored during the time of the 30 Years' War. If you remember your European history, the 30 Years' War was from 1618 to 1648. Now, it was before most of your time. Then on top of that, at 1637, came the Black Death. You say, what was the Black Death? Well, it was like a pandemic, but much worse. In fact, it got so bad that in the little town of Eilenburg, where he pastored and ministered, one of the pastors left town. Pew! I'm getting out of here. I don't want to deal with this black plague. Two other pastors who stayed with Martin Rinkert died. Martin had to do their funerals. In fact, during this period of time, his all-time record, back in track days, some of you remember, you had your PR, you know what PR? Your personal record kind of thing. He did 50 funerals in one day. Now, let me tell you, doing a funeral takes a lot of emotional energy because you enter into the pain and the loss. He did 50 of those. In one year, he did 4,480 funerals in one year. I mean, that's the result of the Black Death. That's a plague. And there he stood, ministering to a town with people dying left and right. Now, what Martin Rinkert is known for is a hymn. We don't have hymnals so much. We'll put the words on the screen. But maybe you've heard of this hymn. Let's flash that up on the screen for me, Marv, Lars. It says, "Now thank we all our God with heart and hands and voices, who wondrous things has done, in whom this world rejoices, whom from our mother's arms has blessed us on our way with countless gifts of love, and still is ours today." That's what you call a thankful heart in a very challenging situation. And God is calling you and me to always give thanks in every situation in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so if we take all this, put it together, when the thanks tanks, we need to fill up with the Holy Spirit. And when that thanks begins to flow, that's an indication that the Spirit is really controlling us. Now, what I'd like to do is give you an opportunity to share publicly some things you've been thankful for. We've been having a little bit of problem here with our microphone, so I was going to keep this on the main floor. I'll take it down there. Meanwhile, I'm going to ask Larry and Crystal to come back up. They're going to wrap it up. But meanwhile, let me put this on the floor. And if there's something that God has done in your heart this last year, and you just want to share it with the Lord in a public thing, I ask you just come on up, and I'll step away here, and you can come and have the microphone. Everyone can hear as best as possible. Is there anybody who wants to be the first here as we move forward? We would have roving mics, but we can't rove these days. Aha! Can you come up here? Good, Ralph.
A lot of you know that about a month and a half ago, I had to go in and have a couple stents put in my body. And I didn't realize how bad I was until after I had the stents. And everything, including a backache, went away, and I feel much better. And, you know, that's great. But then Marilyn had her other knee replaced, and she's doing good. So we're thankful for what Doc Crazies have done for us.
Yeah, you have been through some challenging times, and you come out with a great attitude, and I appreciate that about you, too. Somebody else? Yes, we got Larry coming here.
Well, like any grandfather, I can brag about my grandchildren. Marilyn and I have five. They're all in the process of becoming adults. The youngest is 16, and the oldest is 24. And they're all doing great, and each one of them, in their own way, is developing into a mature, solid person, and we're just thankful to the Lord for that.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Larry. Each one of us is proud of our grandkids and love to see them develop. My wife is spending time being grandma right now and pouring into those little girls' lives, so that's so important. Somebody else. Oh,
okay. Can I share from up here? Is that legal? Okay. Just want to say, I don't think I would have said this a year ago maybe, but I'm thankful for Elam. I'm thankful for our church. I see so many people who are, despite the challenges, reaching out to each other, are seeking to encourage each other, and it has encouraged us, Darlene and I, and a lot of people who are employing very, very creative means to keep doing ministry in a difficult situation. So, we've been through tough waters. We've been through a transition time where, you know, we've had a false start or two. But I know that God he's making us better and sensitizing us to things we need to be sensitive to. And I know he's got great plans in store for Elam, so I'm grateful for our church.
Well, thank you so much, Larry. The guys in the back were pointing up, and I didn't know what they were pointing to, but I'll read one from Debbie Candelos. Says, I'm thankful for my family, my work family and my church family. I'm thankful for my Father in heaven. Is that the end of it there? Okay, or is that more? Okay, well, thank you so much, Candy, for people who are watching us as we worship the Lord, and we just appreciate them coming. Somebody else.
It'll be a miracle. I've had a very trying year. A lot of things happen. But I have to be thankful that I do have a job. I'm a paraeducator at Rogers High School in the special services with the special education kids. We are constantly every day saying, why are we here? Why is everybody else allowed to stay home? Why is everybody else safe? And we're right in the midst of it. But I have to be thankful that I have a job.
Now, just to clarify, you said you're thankful for your job. I was thinking you said you're thankful for your dog.
Oh.
But, you know, masks. Okay. Well, as you continued, I think dog was the wrong concept that entered my ears. So we wanted to clarify that. But thank you so much. We got some more on the screen here from those who are live streaming. From Lori Cantu, I'm so thankful for our ability to worship together through different channels in this crazy year. Amen. I thank God for Greg Lars and Chris Pace for their multiple hours of hard work behind the scenes in order to bring us together over the last 8 months and on into the unknown future. And if I could just amen that, I appreciate Lori so much. He just does so many things for me, for all of us, and we've been scrambling, and doing all kinds of things to try to continue these services. And as she mentioned, Lars, Greg, and Chris are invisible. You don't see them in front of the camera. Without their work, a lot of things would not happen. And meanwhile, they've had some evaluation done, and we want to try to upgrade our sound system a little bit, because that's why we're going back and forth with one microphone. It just keeps falling apart on us. So they are endeavoring to work that through. Is there one last one? Yes, we got Jeff.
Yes, I want to say I'm thankful for this period of waiting that we have. We're waiting for a new and permanent lead pastor to be revealed, and that may seem like a stretch to say I'm thankful for the waiting, but it's true, because we have great, great opportunity. I'm convinced of this, that we have great opportunity as a congregation, as individuals within the congregation, to make great use of that, to draw near to God, to have Him transform us individually as a congregation. There is nothing greater than to draw near to God. And if this waiting, if this time causes that to happen, that's a great cause for being thankful. In addition, I want to say I'm thankful for our interim pastor, Steve McCoy and Andrea. They've joined us in this time. They've joined us in this time of transformation and waiting. So I want to be thankful for that as well.
Amen. Let's give thanks to the Lord. Father, you have spoken to us this morning. And Lord, we just invite your Spirit to fill us, to control us. So Lord, that we have a song on our hearts, we have a submissive spirit, but most of all, this holiday season, a thankful heart. Lord, each one of us could come up with a big, huge, giant list of things we don't like. Lord, it's just as simple as falling off a log. But Lord, we ask that you would do something supernatural, that you would fill us with a heart of gratitude for your incredible blessings on each of us and us as a church family. Lord, we go forward throughout this week and throughout the year thankful to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.